Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and I want to welcome you to a very exciting one-on-one. So glad you tuned in. So glad you've dialed in, whether you're watching by way of this television station or you're watching by way of YouTube or maybe someone sent you this show. I just want to say God's about to do something awesome in your life. Can you say that? Come on, repeat after me. God is about to do something awesome in my life. Whoo, if you hear this voice in the background, I know that you do. It's my guest on today's one-on-one. His name is Pastor Al Gowan. He is an acclaimed Bible teacher. He's a preacher. He's a prophet. He's a man who walks in the supernatural. He understands that his calling is not just to be a pulpit preacher to the nations that are in need, people that are broken down, struggling, their finances are off the rails, their marriages are falling apart, they're sick. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You might be walking through some of that right now. Well, you know what? Ultimately, we are called to fulfill what God said we were to do here on planet Earth. And Pastor Gowan, he's going to bring this global covenant fellowship to your house today. That's the name of his organization. And he's here to share with us what that means. He's here to share with us what it means to get so close to God that you can hear his heartbeat. Welcome to One-on-One. Welcome to One-on-One.
God bless you, Mr. Damon. So glad to be here.
It's an honor to have you, sir.
Yeah, I love the energy, man. This is gorgeous.
I'm just fired up for Jesus. Amen?
I can tell.
You know, Pastor, you're on a mission.
Yes.
You're on a mission to teach. You're on a mission to preach. You're on a mission to implement a lifestyle of faith, right? To restore.
Yes.
To reconcile, to empower nations.
Yes.
Through relationship.
That's it.
Not religion.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
That's it right there.
Tell me, if you would, a little bit about you, because I always want to start off who you are, your background, where you're from, and then let's dive into what we're here to talk about today.
Well, I started as a boy preacher, been in the church all my life, went through what we called the religious community in the church, and I found that it didn't do what I thought it should do. And in the process of that, I was able to learn some things that would have helped me in a relationship instead of religion.
Got it.
Instead of denomination, instead of tradition. As a believer, I thought it and felt like it was a whole lot more to God than just going to church every week and going through the ritual, singing in the choir, all at the same time having issues that the church wasn't dealing with.
Right.
So in the process of that, I had to find something bigger, and I found that in having a relationship with God through faith. And so that's basically my desire, my way of thinking, where we are now in a place in this country, in this world, where religion is just destroying things.
Yeah.
And especially in the church.
You know, so many of us, we have followed what the process is, if you will, what we were taught to do, and we've done it well. We've done it religiously. And yet we haven't seen the manifestation of the kind of power we hear exist in the supernatural realm to break stuff up, pull down strongholds. And can I just be blunt?
Please.
That can actually help us get the real life stuff in order. You know, like, I need to fix my money thing.
Yeah, right.
I got some sickness that I'm tired of struggling with. Come on. I had a fight last night with my spouse. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of watching the devil erode my life. And yet, I'm doing all the stuff the church says I'm supposed to do. But are we seeing results?
We're not seeing results because religion is to bring us back to death.
You mean religion as man,
yes.
Let's be real with it,
yes.
As man defined it,
yes.
Isn't even structured in such a way
that's right.
that we would ever know the God of the Bible. Is that what
exactly.
you're saying?
Exactly.
Man.
And that's why we don't know the things that God has freely given to us. Because it's not designed for us to know those things. It's designed for us to go through the ritual and have a tradition that makes the word of God of none effect. Religion is very deceptive. Religion gives you a little bit of the word, but not the total truth of it.
God Almighty.
And we pray wrong. We believe wrong.
Okay, let's hit that.
And
we pray wrong, now we believe wrong. Hit
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Break that
because,
down for me.
Because we pray what we think.
Okay.
And if our thinking is off, our believing is off. And then, therefore, we're going to receive off.
Oh, my God. Man, if I could tweet that right now. Somebody grab that so I can steal that later. If our thinking's off,
yeah.
our praying's off,
yeah.
therefore, our receiving is off.
That's right.
Well,
even worse, if we don't receive, we don't think prayer ever works. That's the reason why we never receive and we don't have faith in prayer.
Man, it's the truth.
Because you don't get God. God doesn't change because we don't know.
You have... something called the divine principles of prayer.
Of prayer, yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes, sir, you did.
Let's hit that.
We have to understand what I call the divine principle of prayer, the godly system of having earthly license for heavenly interference. It's huge. It's more than what we have time to talk about, but the thing about it is to understand how God came in the cool of the day, and not God, but his voice walked in the garden.
You mean they were literally like hanging out?
Yeah.
Daily?
Yeah.
Like walking in the garden?
Yeah, yeah.
Adam would take a stroll?
Yeah.
And God was strolling with him?
All day.
What happened to that?
Sin got in, and when sin got in, God had to leave. His voice and his presence had to leave the garden. So because of his absence in that garden, God had to set up a system that's called prayer. Because we still got to talk to God, and he still got to talk to us.
Yeah.
And that's why I coined the phrase divine principle of prayer. It is so misunderstood until it's tragedy.
Give me some misunderstandings.
The dominion principle through prayer. Many of us think God ruled the world. He doesn't rule the world. He's given it to us, dominion to us. And everything that's going wrong in the world is a lack of practicing the divine principle of prayer. I heard a statement my pastor said years ago, and I absolutely never understood it. I always get what I pray. That's huge. You what? You all? How do you always get what you pray? I pray for something, and I never receive it.
So many people can relate.
Yeah. And so it's when you pray in line to the word of God. He always hears us.
Do you teach us how to think right? Do you teach us how to pray right? Do you teach us how to be in agreement to receive right?
Yes.
Is that what you do?
Yes, yes.
Because and you've seen it work?
I've seen it work. It's working because when you think right, which has to do with renewing your mind to the word of God, to think like God thinks, and when you think like God thinks, then you can pray according to how he thinks. Prayer is not trying to get God to do something he don't want to do. Prayer is agreeing with God and giving him the permission so he can do it.
Gosh.
And that's why it's such a very totally misunderstood thing. We go before God and we're praying, I want you to, or I need you to, not our faith. It's not coming from faith. It's coming from, I hope you can do this.
What does it mean to have a relationship with God? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Walk me through it. When I have a relationship with God, what's my morning like
right.
here versus religion?
A relationship, it is something that we adapt to with anything else other than God. Because the only way you can see God is you got to see God through his word. And it's so simple because we have better relationship with our wives, with our husbands, with our kids, with our bosses, with everybody, because we can see them.
Yeah.
When it comes to having a relationship with God, that means you have to have a working knowledge of God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And getting up every morning and knowing that he's aware, that he's close to you to say, thank you, Father, for being a part of my life this morning. And you're talking
Amen.
To him. And you're talking to him throughout the day.
What are most people doing?
Most
so that's
people,
over here.
Yeah.
I get it. What are they doing over here? What are most people doing?
Most people are getting up and reading, quoting the scripture and being religious about the scripture. And that scripture never come alive in them.
Ooh, what do you mean alive?
Working, being fervent, talking to him throughout the day.
So if I'm talking to God, and I hate to boil it down to basic understanding, but man, I'm getting some of this today.
Yes.
I wake up and I quote a scripture. Give me a good scripture most people quote.
He shall supply my needs according to his riches in glory.
All right. I wake up. Oh, the devil's a liar. He shall supply my needs according to his riches in glory. And then immediately I pick up my checkbook and look at my negative balance.
There you go. That's it.
And I start believing that thing.
That's right.
Versus what I just said reality should be.
That's right. And because the relationship with that scripture says, you may not can see how he's going to provide for you, but he's going to tell you where you are in his provision.
Does God, come on, brother, does God really talk to us like that?
He talks all the time.
You hear it.
There's a famous saying, Oral Roberts, Brother Copeland talks about Oral Roberts, about prayer. And he says, you mean to tell me you could talk to God and he talks back to you all the time? And he says, God never turns off.
Woo.
We turn off. He's never not talking. He's never not saying the next move. It's that we don't have the proper relationship because of religion and tradition as to not being able to hear when he's talking.
My God, it's almost a design or strategy of the devil.
It's exactly what
it is. Am I hitting the nail on the head?
That's exactly what it is.
My God. I've heard this before, and I know you've heard this too, but come on, somebody. This is a revelation right now because, and again, I'm getting down to brass tacks. How do I apply this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I woke up this morning, says somebody, and my relationship is in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I say, God, please restore this marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And we leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
I should be praying differently?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lay it on me, brother.
You should be praying, thank you, Father, for already fixing my marriage. Now give me the wisdom on how to receive that.
Good God Almighty.
And walk out every day saying, it's fixed. It's done.
So religion has got us like in this place where I'm not good enough.
And yes, exactly.
That's a lie of the devil.
It's huge.
That's called the big deception.
That's good. And that's exactly what he does. That's what he did to Eve in the garden. I'll often say a deception is bigger than a lie. A lie, everything about it is wrong. Deception has a little bit of truth in it. Did not God say? Yeah, he said, but he and so what happens if we could just put that little twist in there, and that's what happens with religion. And when you renew your mind to these principles of prayer and understand from Genesis chapter 1 and 2 how he has given us these awesome responsibilities to multiply, replenish, to have dominion.
Ooh, well, that's a big
to
word.
Be fruitful. All of that still works today. We as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest.
Ooh.
The kingdom of God is if a man sow seed and rise day and night, not knoweth how.
Right.
It's still, all that's the kingdom. Yeah. All that's dominion principle, but we have to learn how to communicate with God. And I know that's a big problem in the world today with believers.
It's communication.
It's communication.
I would imagine that, Pastor, if the devil could shut off the communication lines, the battle will be lost.
That's right.
It makes me think of a situation where a war is happening, and that's really what's going on around
us. Of course.
And God is the source of strategy, and God is the source of how to whoop the devil's tail.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to beat his tail,
mm-hmm.
get him out of our money, get him out of our marriage, get him out of our bodies,
mm-hmm.
start to prosper, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to have the strategy. So all the devil has to do is cut off that communication line.
See, he's already whipped. Colossians tells us how Jesus whipped him, how he got out of the grave and triumphed over all of that. We don't have to whip someone who's already defeated. We have to exercise dominion through prayer to force our rights that has already been given to us.
We've already won.
We've already won.
What are we doing then?
We're being duped. We've been fooled. We've been religious. We've been traditional and not supernatural.
You use the word dominion. Do we really have dominion?
Yes.
And power in a supernatural?
The moment we receive Jesus as the Lord of our life. Do you not know that when we get born again, we receive the faith of Jesus Christ? That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's enough to work for us throughout our whole life here on earth. To just to think that the faith that I now live, Paul even said it, I live by that of the faith of Jesus Christ. Not my own faith. It's the faith of that faith that got him out the grave, got him resurrected, ascended in heaven, sitting there now on the throne.
Cool.
We have that faith. We have supernatural faith.
That's some serious faith.
That's enough,
man.
Right there. That's enough.
That's enough for anything we need.
And we got a lot more.
You know, the media and movies have really told us that that's all a bunch of malarkey. And they make fun of us, you know? It's like, it's not even popular to be a supernatural believer anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the devil's got us, man, what a deception. He got us believing that some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Tongues. What are those?
Mm-hmm.
Some
mm-hmm.
people, in fact, are being duped to believe, have I lost my mind?
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
stuff's not real.
Mm-hmm.
But it's real.
Yeah. Yes.
We just have to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Jesus said it to them in Acts chapter 2. He said, go in the upper room and you shall receive power from on high. So he told the disciples what to go at and to receive this dunamis, this anointing that will cause you to walk in the supernatural.
Whew.
And that's why one of the most attacked messages of the word is that of speaking in tongues, praying in the Holy Ghost. Because you shouldn't do that. That's wrong. That's not the will of God for you to do that when that's one of the most important parts of your supernatural life.
My God.
To possess that power.
So the prayer shawl is not just some piece of cloth.
No. It means something. All of the strags on it mean something. You know, and when you designate something to mean something, make it sentimental. You know, a memorial. And rest in it and believe about what it's supposed to represent, your faith tied to it.
Pastor, I could talk with you all day because it's revelation after revelation after revelation. You know, that's why we do this. We mm-hmm. God sent you here to bring some truth that can transform to you.
Amen.
And I want to allow people to get connected with you. We're going to go to a break because I want the people watching to see a bundle that you've put together. And and by the way, you could find these things a couple of different places. But, you know, part of what we do is we bring a lot of the elements together that you'll spend a certain amount for this part and that part and that part and that part into a bundle. So you save a lot of money. We're not here to get anything from you. We're here to give to you. So the seed you're sowing is making available to you the kind of information to give you access to the power mm-hmm. that God's got waiting for you. And so you're going to get the divine principles of prayer, multi-part teaching, where pastor's going to show you how to get a mindset, how to pray, how to stand in agreement to receive.
Mm-hmm.
That's so powerful. But you're also going to get an amazing prayer that happened before we did this show. Before we did this show, the Lord said to me, I want you to pray over the people, not me, pastor, and let's pull down some strongholds. So it's something you should put in every single morning and stand with pastor and agree on what God's got in store for you for that day.
Amen.
It's time to get up and shout.
Yes.
Speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Walk
mm-hmm.
in power. And I want you to teach us on that thing. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes, amen. I sure will.
And I want to put that in the bundle for the person that's
mm-hmm.
watching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is going to be the most powerful bundle to teach you how to walk in the supernatural
yes,
power of God that you were designed to walk in. Isn't
amen.
That awesome? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We're going to be right back right after this.
Tap into the supernatural power that only comes from a true and genuine relationship with God. Religion and tradition won't pay your bills, heal your sicknesses, or restore your marriage. Only the power of God that is manifested by the Holy Spirit will come to your rescue in your time of need. Call right now and receive this supernatural super pack created by One on One and our friend, Prophet and Pastor Al Gallen. First, in the supernatural super pack, you will receive Pastor Al's powerful 2-CD teaching, The Divine Principle of Prayer. Do you really know how to pray according to God's word and expect God to show up in your life? Pastor Al will reveal to you the mistakes we have made for generations and uncover the secret to praying and seeing results. This series includes two powerful teachings entitled Pray, You Have Dominion, and Experiencing the Power of the Holy Spirit. Your prayer life will never be the same as you learn to pray in faith, expecting God to intervene on your behalf. Next, you will receive Pray This Prayer, a very special time of supplication that Pastor Al wants to share with you. Listen to this prayer for blessings daily and learn how to speak it for yourself. And as part of this Supernatural Super Pack, you'll also receive the full uncut DVD of today's program. You only saw a portion of the time Pastor Al and Damon spent together. On this unedited DVD, you will see and hear the entire hour of teaching and ministry, just as it happened in our one-on-one studio. But wait, we're not done yet. As a special bonus to you, Damon wants to send you this beautiful handcrafted prayer shawl. Wear this inspirational shawl as a reminder of God's promises and blessings He has placed in your life, and let it inspire your time alone with God. This Supernatural Super Pack is available right now for your generous gift of just $40 or more. So call or go online right now to place your order while supplies last. And if you call right now, we will supersize this Super Pack by sending you Damon's popular and motivating CD, How to Walk Out the Word for Supernatural Victory, along with the Stepping into the Supernatural Scripture card. These limited-time bonus items will show you how to live every moment in the supernatural presence of God. So that's the Supernatural Super Pack that just got bigger for your same love gift of just $40 or more. Again, you will receive Pastor Al Gallen's powerful two-message series, The Divine Principle of Prayer, the Pray This Prayer CD to start your day off with Pastor Al's special prayer just for you, the full uncut DVD of today's one-on-one program, and this one-of-a-kind prayer shawl to help you keep God's promises close to your heart and mind. Plus, Damon will add his stunning teaching, How to Walk Out the Word for Supernatural Victory, along with a handy Stepping into the Supernatural Scripture card. The supersized Supernatural Super Pack is only available for a limited time, so call or go online right now with your love gift of just $40 or more and get ready to experience the supernatural works of the Lord in your life. Don't delay. Call right now.
I was studying the topic of the ministry of the Holy Spirit and how it plays. What role does it play in us learning how to cooperate with God? Scripture says when He, the Holy Spirit, has come, will lead us into all truth. It's a powerful thing because Jesus even says He only say what He hear His Father say. He only do what He see His Father do.
Wow.
He had came from heaven and was walking around with the disciples. Where did He see it? Where did He hear it? The leading of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
When He, the Holy Spirit, has come, will lead you into all truth. I often say a whole lot that there's a difference between truth and fact. The fact of the matter is you may be broke, but the truth of the matter is you're blessed beyond measure. And when we understand that, but the only way we can get that conveyed to us is the leading of the Holy Spirit. And when He has come, and not only is He the leader, but then He's the comforter, He's the guide. And that's the power part of the supernatural.
Got it.
Whatever He says, you say.
Got it.
Whatever He do, you do.
Because we can do that, can't we?
Yeah, we can do that. Easy. Easy. And even better, and proficiently with the point of contact. Touching anything. Two or three. My Father in heaven would do it.
Wow.
So it's learning those laws, cooperating with those laws, and believing them is what makes it work.
And somebody says, well, that isn't that religion? No, that's understanding.
Right. Because religion in James, the book of James, talks more about benevolence. And it's when we get words and we mess them up.
Recently, Pastor Gregory Dickow was teaching, and he said, Jesus didn't say God.
That's right.
Jesus said, this is how you should pray.
That's right.
Our Father who art in heaven. Ooh, come
that's
on,
right.
somebody.
That's right.
The ability to say daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to teach all of this in this bundle.
Yes.
You're going to walk us through an understanding of what to do. You're going to help us begin to step into the great and mighty power that has been bestowed upon us. Amen?
Amen.
Pastor, I want to thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Can you come back?
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
And you, by all means, my goodness, come back. Tune in next time to this program where we're going to bring you another amazing guest that's got something for you. But for today, I want to ask you to really consider if you are walking in the supernatural power of God that you are entitled to. And if you are not, don't allow this program to just tickle your ears and flip the channel and move on to the next teaching from somebody. I want you to consider that God brought you here today to invade your life and intersect with your timeline in life with something that would give you understanding. You know, in all of your getting, get understanding. And I believe that God's appointed you for this moment to be here so that He could order your steps. A man chooses his path. God orders his steps. God's ordered your steps here, and all you got to do is take this moment,
Amen.
Pick
Amen.
Up the phone, step into the path that God's got for you. Get some understanding from someone who loves you and cares about your future. And Pastor Gowan is that man. And I want to invite you, as we put his information right here on the screen, I want you to connect with him too. See how you can become partners with his ministry. Help him get this message of God's grace and love and no religion, amen, to the world who needs to understand. I'm Damon Davis. We bless you. Thank you for being here. This is One on One. See you again next time.
Again, you will receive Pastor Al Gallen's powerful two-message series, The Divine Principle of Prayer, the Pray This Prayer CD to start your day off with Pastor Al's special prayer just for you, the full uncut DVD of today's one-on-one program, and this one-of-a-kind prayer shawl to help you keep God's promises close to your heart and mind. Plus, Damon will add his stunning teaching, How to Walk Out the Word for Supernatural Victory, along with a handy Stepping into the Supernatural Scripture Guard. The supersized Supernatural Super Pack is only available for a limited time, so call or go online right now with your love gift of just $40 or more and get ready to experience the supernatural works of the Lord in your life. Don't delay. Call right now. Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.